home, lift your Bibles. I was saying to you, important of having a Bible with you is the Word of God. This is my Bible. This is the Word of God. And I will let God speak to me this morning. Fresh. Revelation. Understanding. And wisdom that I need to apply in my life. In the lives of others. He sent me to minister to. I'm excited about the Word. And I will hear. I will see. I will understand. And I will apply. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you so much this morning for this time of revelation, knowledge, this time of resurrection celebration of the Lord Jesus Christ. We expect the Holy Spirit to reveal Jesus and reveal God our Father to us this morning and to give us direction in this time of unease and unstableness, that the Word of God can stabilize us. We have a fresh word from God. I pray for the courage of those who are discouraged, those who are hurting, that you touch them this morning as this word go forth, that they will see you and hear you and understand you and let you give them their answers. I pray for not only Darrell, not only Ascension Parish, not only Louisiana, but around the world, that you will help people, help ministers, help politicians, help medical people, help them to flow together and cut the confusion down. And may the angels of God begin to minister around the world. We thank you this morning that our mouth is at the pen of a ready writer. As we speak, we yield to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will speak. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. It's a glorious moment in the body of Christ in spite of what's going on, because God is revealing himself like never before in these times. Great revelation and amens this morning would have to be an amen with understanding. Sometimes you believe you think you know what the person is saying because of scripture familiarity. But revelation knowledge is different. You have to wait. When revelation knowledge is being put out, you're not going to catch it when it's first said. You got to give the Holy Spirit time to in-tune you to what's being said. And this morning we're going into an area, I believe, that have caused slack in our production of our Christian life and the proper use of faith. One of the things, I'll give you a few words for a start. Important word is going to sound like Sunday school, but it's really a high word in the spirit realm. And when I say it, you know, you almost go kaplop, but believing is so important. Believing, really believing. I mean, believing, expecting, you know, really, really trusting, relying upon. I think to a large amount in the body of Christ, we're not given time to believe. We're emotionalizing a lot of things, and we need to stop and believe. And then believing by itself is not enough. There must be action. When you believe something, it does not happen by itself. It needs action to go along with it. We'll see that some shocking things today. Then I want you to know the difference between, and listen very carefully now, saving faith and living faith. What? Saving faith and living faith. Yes, I know you were saved by faith, but there's another aspect of faith called living faith. You have to live by faith. I'll explain that. Also, you want to make sure that your faith is connected to the resurrection. That's where the miracles, signs, and powers come from, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So make sure that your faith is connected to resurrection power. Faith, your faith yielding to the Holy Ghost. Make sure that your faith is yielding to the Holy Ghost. And either don't say amen before you understand stuff, or keep saying amen until you understand it. All right, we want to start off in Romans chapter 1. And we're going to deal with the power of knowing how to live in resurrection faith. Saving faith, I have proved that saving faith and living faith are not the same. They have the same source, but they have to have different action. You get born again, all right, faith did that. So faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You're saved. But now you have to have living faith. And that's everyday faith. You can't live off that faith you just got saved off of. You say, I'm saved. No, you got to have, you're going to find out that faith has to have works. Mm-hmm. All right? And it's not talking about taking the place of grace. It's corresponding action.
Yeah.
So let's look at Romans 1 for a minute as we deal with this. And as I expect, and I it'd be a while before I can give you some principle this morning, because a lot of explaining I have to do first on this, because it may seem like you doing this, and it may seem like this is not no marvelous revelation. I've been operating by faith. No, we're going to see, because a lot of time, well, let me go ahead and tell you, faith without work is dead. We'll go to James in a little while and look at it. I'm taking it to Romans, so you can see there's a statement made in Romans 1 that we need to see. Verse 16. And we'll need to see what is being said here, because I believe there's going to be a shifting in the atmosphere as we ponder God's word and permit the resurrection power and the Holy Spirit to begin to move in this service. In Romans 1:16, the Apostle Paul said, "If I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." That's a powerful statement, that gospel of Christ, because that includes the cross, that includes the death, burial, resurrection. "For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." And it says in verse 17, "For therein the gospel is the righteousness of God revealed." Now notice it says from faith to faith. And then notice it says, "As it is written, the just shall live by faith." So you got saved Thursday, Friday, you're going to have to live by faith. You got saved 2 years ago, now you're going to have to live by faith. You can't go by, you just got saved. You got to go by a living faith. Everybody say living faith.
Living faith.
All right, let's go now to James 2 in the Epistle of James. And I tell you, I'll walk it. It'll get more powerful in the moments to come, but I'll walk you through this. I know exactly where we're going. I know exactly what's about to happen. I know exactly the explosive principles I have written in the Spirit. In James chapter 2, verse 14. James 2, verse 14. Now we're going into aspect of what I call living faith, connecting saving faith and living faith together. All right, we're talking about living faith. Your living faith should have some type of action in it. It says here in the 14th, "What does it profit, my brethren, do a man say that he has what? And have not what?" Now, those works are not that you're working for something to happen. They're corresponding action.
Yes.
They're application. Are you following me? There's a, in faith, there's a part you have to play.
Yes.
Woo, I love that. In faith, there's a part you have to play. You have to believe, but not only believe,
yes,
you have to move out and follow the orders of the Holy Spirit for your faith to work. Because sometimes faith tells you to do things out of the ordinary. You see, if you don't have living faith, you're going to buckle back. And you're going to sit down and just pray. But no, faith sometimes tells you, get up, get out the house, go left. You see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
That's so important. So what's going to happen in this series here, your faith going to take off. Because you're going to know how to work and how to apply it. The Holy Spirit and the power of the resurrection and the power of the gospel going to get a hold of your faith. And then what's going to follow is miracles. See, that's why the miracles and signs and wonders are not seen every day, because our faith has not been working on the resurrection power. And we've got to have living faith where God can see it. I'm going to show you a text. I'm praying in tongue coming here. And Lord called a text out. He said, Jesus saw their faith.
Wow.
They tore their roof off.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to read that. Jesus saw their faith. Mm. See, their faith had action to it. I won't get to him so bad. I can't get to him no other way to tore the roof off. And see, that's the kind of faith. You got to have faith to tear the roof off. Tear the roof off the situation. Tear the roof off the problem. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I can get to him. See, that's action. That's just not, Lord, I'm believing you.
Come on.
You see what I'm saying? So a lot of time, things did not transpire. Things did not manifest because we were waiting on God and God waiting on us. See, God give you a direction. God, there's an unction in faith. Good God Almighty. There's an unction. The Holy Ghost, there's an unctionizing faith that the Spirit, that's why the 2 Corinthians 4:13 called it the Spirit of faith. Because faith has an anointing in it. Faith has the life of God in it. Faith has the resurrection power in it. And when it shelves you or leads you or urge you to do something, you have to apply yourself. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. All right? So here we see a jam. Now, James is not contradicting Paul. They're working on two different things. Paul was talking about saving.
Yes.
James was talking about production, progress.
Uh-huh.
With your faith. After you get saved, you got a progress in faith. Good God Almighty. Somebody holler hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, there's a progress in faith you're going to take a hold of this morning. That places you've been trying to get, places you've been trying to press to, you're not going to have to press it. The faith going to take it. See, the faith going to take it. It's an alive faith. It's a faith for the moment. Talk to me. Faith for the moment. It's a faith. It's not a faith you're trying to drag with you. It's a faith came just for this moment to remove or replace or to handle the present situation. Other words, it's a present faith. Is a present faith in action. See, we're not enjoying our life with God because of this. We're living on stagnation faith. We're living on faith that is not moving anymore. We're living on a historical faith. But you don't want just Abraham faith. And so I wrote while I was writing notes, anyway. Keep faith alive. You understand that statement?
Yeah,
keep faith alive. And then let's personalize it. Keep your faith alive. Don't go keep talking about the day I was saved in 1942. Well, it ain't 42 now. We're in the 20s. You need to move on and know that you need a faith for the day. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who follow what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, because your faith is about to come off the hook.
Yes.
I don't care how long, because mine's coming off the hook, and I've been in this thing 40-some years. I saw it so clear. I've been doing it to a certain extent, but when you know particularly that's the way to do a thing, You're not guessing anymore. You're working it every day, all right? So let me try to read this scripture. I know I'm going to get tied up in it. And then he's talking about verse 15 says, talking about no action in verse 15, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warm and fear, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Now, you know, in verse 15 and 16, I can get in your business. I'll show you where your faith dead at, because we got a lot of talk. Man, we can say some scripture. We say a lot of stuff. I mean, we talk like we just left heaven, but action not with it. You know, it's like these people calling for money and don't want soul.
Come on.
Praying to God. God said, get your tail up. I don't want to hear none of that. You ain't did what I told you to do. You don't need to come ask me for nothing.
That's right.
See, you got to have some action. You got to have a financial faith action. If you won't tell me, if you won't hear it, you know. So it says in 17 verse, even so faith, listen at this. Now you're going to understand it better, because we're talking about saving faith and living faith. James is not contradicting Paul. James is working on another aspect of faith. James is working on, you're going to need to do something. You understand? Huh? Because sometimes people think faith, you don't do nothing. But faith has to have corresponding action. Faith, the Holy Spirit, when you're believing for something, the Holy Spirit give you certain instruction to do, to work with your faith. Throughout the Bible, you got to see it. Throughout the Bible, things that didn't happen for those people, God give them certain instruction. They didn't just say, I'm saved. They had something to sometime go through, something to go to, some action they had to perform for their faith to be alive. Keep faith alive, say it.
Faith.
Yeah, don't live on no dead faith in the aspect of what happened last month. You know, you need a moment by moment faith in action. Jesus Christ. A moment by moment faith. Every step you take, woo, must be a step of faith. You must be believing God in your normal time.
Yes. Yes.
Expecting God, trusting God to do something. It make life excited, because now you're going to begin to live the life of faith. Living faith. You're not... The just shall live by faith. That's what it said. The righteous should live by faith.
Yeah.
So faith is not absent. Put it on the side, because we're going to do this now.
Come on.
You see what I'm saying? No, you got to keep it with you. Now, I haven't got to a principle yet. I'm just trying to talk to y'all right now. All right, I got some powerful principles. I'll give you in a little while. Let me try to finish reading this scripture. Verse 17, look what it says. Even so faith, if it has not worked, is dead, being alone. Could it be that the reason some things have not happened for you is that you have been operating in dead faith?
Yes, yes, that's very possible. Wow.
But thank our God this morning, He wants us to know how to operate in the power of resurrected faith all the time. Keep faith alive. That is almost a good subject. Keep faith alive.
Yeah.
So is it possible, my brothers and sisters, is it possible to operate in dead faith? You're a good Christian, but you've been operating in dead historical faith, and the Holy Ghost is alive. He want to give you faith for the moment, faith for the hour, fresh faith, that's it, Lord, fresh faith for the fresh situation. And you know you're going to be more bolder.
Yeah.
Those who really listen to me and listen to the Holy Spirit and believe in, your faith will take a leap the day above everything that's been hindering you. She said, even so, faith, if it has not worked, if it has not corresponded action, or if it does not, listen very carefully, if it does not have fresh instruction. You see, faith also operates in revelation. See, God show you what to do. It may not be a revelation to somebody else, but it's a revelation to you, and you step into it, bam, there it is. All right, hallelujah, hallelujah. Verse 18, yeah, man may say, thou have faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God? See, why what happened? I'm going to slap you right in the face. What happened? Why Jam? What will Jam do right here? Apostle will slap you, boy. Watch what he going to do. Thou believest that there is one God? Thou do as well. The devil also believe in trouble. But he can't act on it.
Right.
He can't act on the blessing. The devil can't act on the blessing. The devil can't act on the covenant. The devil can't act in the kingdom. But you can. Your faith can. He know there's a God, but he's not his God. But don't sit down with the devil and not act on your faith.
That's right.
Just believing. I believe God. I believe God. Get up and do something. Yield to the Holy Ghost. Jam, slap us all side the head. Verse 20. But will thou know, O man, that he keeps saying this now. He repeats himself. Faith, what he said? Faith without work is dead. Now, do you understand what I mean by faith without work? How many understand what I mean? Faith without work is corresponding action. Every step of faith has some type of instruction from God. And it's living, the gesture live by faith. In other words, as long as I'm in this world, every moment that I'm in this world, I must live by faith. Live by it. All right? And then he goes on to say a lot of things. Was not Abraham justified by faith in verse 21 when he offered Isaac upon the altar? See thou how faith wrought with his works? Abraham had work because he had to go offer Isaac. And by work was faith made perfect. By work, faith was made complete. Could it be that you and I at some time been trying to operate in incomplete faith? How many see it? Immatured faith. And that's why we didn't get our answer. We didn't keep listening for, listen to what I'm about to say. Faith instruction for the present situation. Faith instruction for the present situation. You are there. There are things you're dealing with right now. God has given you an answer now. Just be cool. God has given you an answer. Just sit down and hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Put resurrection power behind it. Put the gospel behind it. Put the cross behind it and recognize that you are entering into a new dimension of faith, and you're going to see some manifestation. Miracle signs and wonders will begin to follow your faith. Good God Almighty. Miracles, signs, and wonders are waiting on your faith. Awkward instruction. Odd instruction. Throughout the scripture, we see in the gospel, we see God give, Jesus give odd instruction. But you got to have faith to step into it. You see what I'm saying? And so there's a lot of things that have been held back from you. Good God Almighty, may the Holy Ghost help me this morning. A lot of things have been held back from you. But yes, as you tune into this broadcast and members of Word of Life, I want y'all to start grabbing that living faith step by step. Every step you take, we walk by faith and not by sight. That's what it meant when it said we walk by faith. Every day, every step you take, every decision you make, let your faith be there to cultivate it into the will of God. Couldn't cut a mud. I'm preaching now, boy. Cultivate it into the will of God. There are some things you've been trying to get accomplished. Cut, God Almighty. But this morning, you're going to put work with that faith. You're going to put corresponding action. You're going to ask God, what do I have to do with my faith to assist my faith? See. Everybody wants just believe. James, shut this thing down. James says here, in verse 23, and the scripture will fulfill what said, Abraham believed God and it was imputed to him righteousness. He was called a friend of God. Verse 24, you see how that by work a man is justified and not by faith only? What? Then he talk about likewise also was Rahab. This is a whore. A whole lot. Justified by work when she had received the messenger and had sent them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead. Look at verse 26. Verse 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead. For as the body without the spirit is dead. What? So when your spirit leaves your body, it corrupt. Your body just gonna fall in no good, right? All right. When work leaves your faith, corrupt. Could it be your faith been in the grave? Could it be somebody listening to me, your faith been in the grave? Could sometime. Even myself, working on something that my faith in the grave, because I'm not listening for the instruction for the work of my faith. I just want it to happen because I'm believing. No, you got to have action. Now, James, quickly before I give you a principle, I know I've been going, but I have a James. Look back in James 1. Now, I think it substantiates this and clarify 22. James 1, 22 now. And I think he's saying the same thing in a different way. See, James said now, but be ye doers of the word. See, that's an action. And not hearers only. That's the same thing, you see. He said, deceiving your own self. So now we're talking about deceive faith. Deceive faith. Because if you are only a hearer and you're not a doer, you're not following instruction, your faith is living in deception. Oh, my God. Your faith, not because you're a bad person, not because it's when you don't know, you just don't know. See, the Lord told me, he said, I want you to take them to a different dimension of faith in these teachings. I got 3 or 4 pages of principle. But I got to make sure you understand before I got to drop another principle on you. You understand what I'm saying, why I'm saying it, and recognize you're in a new arena of faith. And that's where the miracles start happening in your life, in your home, in your body, in your finances. Because I'm expecting miracles to take place this morning while I'm preaching. Amen. Because I got the gospel behind me, I got the resurrection power behind me, and now I understand some things better that our faith has to be connected with resurrection power. Our faith, that's one thing the enemy would do. He'll try to deceive faith because he knows faith can wipe him out in any situation. Faith is powerful enough to do it, but it has to have some action with it. Are you with me? I said, are you with me?
Yes.
So here James explained it another way now. James says, and I'll read it on through so I can give you 3 or 4 principles anyway. But be you doers of the word, James 1, 22. Now I'm saying to you that these verses I'm about to read to you correspond with not having dead faith.
Right.
Or not having, let's say it away. But I never heard this. Not having deceived faith. It looked like faith, but it's not working. Because all you're going around talking about, I believe God. You see what I'm saying? But you didn't get the instruction. And so therefore, Satan said, yeah, well, I believe him too. I believe him. So you and Satan both saying, I believe God. Who following what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right, so now, yeah, here he says, I'm going over 22 again. But be you doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. I'm stuck. Are you telling me that I can deceive my faith? Are you telling me there's something called faith deception? And if you don't have revelation, you won't see it because you'll think you're operating in faith. Is that what I'm telling you? Absolutely. Absolutely. So many answers. My brothers and sisters, many answers, many revelation, many manifestation, many demonstration that you desire. Listen to me clearly. You desire and you deserve because you've been serving God. You're going to get them now. many places you've been trying to go, and it seemed like you couldn't get there. You're going to take this message, and you're going to let the Holy Spirit give you guidance, and you're going to walk right in there. You say, oh, man, walk right in there where you're trying to go. Been trying to get there for years. But Satan, what God has given us is discernment of deceived faith. I never heard that before. You heard that before? Discernment of deceived faith. Faith just trying to believe with no work, with no corresponding action. Faith trying to believe on saving faith without living faith. See, it's just from faith to faith. From faith to faith. But it's from faith to faith. If I got saved by faith, where I'm going after I go to the other faith? That's living faith. That's everyday faith. That's now faith. That's corresponding faith for the situation that I'm dealing with. Yes. You out there in television land, hear the apostle this morning. Don't believe that I'm saying the same thing that you know. This is God has taken us to the government of faith. Our faith has a certain government about it. It rules, it reigns, it rise up when a situation is there. And what God wants us to know is that we have to, certain instruction we got to follow for faith to follow. We can't just put it on a shelf and leave it. Amen. Verse 23 says, for if any man be a hearer of the word, not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, he sees that, and goes his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But look at verse 25. I mean, you got your shouting clothes on? I've taught you up to verse 25. Verse 25 is powerful. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, God doggeth, you're supposed to be free, and continue therein, and many under my voice are people who love God, living for God, looking into the Word, supporting His work. You're supposed to have it, baby.
That's right.
Listen to me. You're supposed to have it. And if you listen to the apostle, God is going to take, ooh, I can't hardly stand. I want to run. God's going to take us somewhere here that we've never been before. We're going to, and now miracles going to follow your faith. Signs going to follow your faith. You see what I'm saying? Because now your faith going to be in a resurrected position. Faith, see, your faith coming alive. Your faith coming alive. Not that you're saved, but living faith, daily faith, hourly faith, minute faith, second faith going to come. And every time, you're always ready to operate in the supernatural. See, faith take you over in the supernatural. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So now I got to read that 25th verse, then I'll close and move. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of this work, this man should be blessed in his deed. All right, let me lay a few principles on you on living in this kind of faith, the power of knowing how to live in resurrected faith. Turn to Hebrews 4. And I'll make a statement, give you a principle, and it'll be the working. Now, Hebrews 4. I'm going to be strong about these principles because they're so powerful. And God, I should have told you earlier, God sent me. Every time I stand up here, God sent me. I got a message from God. All right? I want you to understand that. I want you to understand that. I want you to see God. I want you to see God this morning. See Jesus ministering to you now. All right? Hebrews 4, you there? Hebrews 4. We're going to read two verses. Faith that keep the mixer turning. Faith that keep the mixer turning. To keep faith alive, it's going to have corresponding action, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, that faith keep mixing. Keep mixing, keep the mixer turning. Look at Hebrews 4:1. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. All right, now, his rest is not talking about one rest. It's talking about your entire life. And now he's about to tell you how to, verse 2, for unto us was the what? Gospel preach as well as unto them, but the word preach, good God Almighty, did not profit them. But the word preach did not profit them because they just believed.
That's right.
They didn't act on it. See, this message is one of the most powerful message that I ever heard, and I've preached thousands. It's one of the most powerful messages you ever heard because it will change your life. If you're believing, if you're receiving as you should, if you're honoring God's word as you should, the Holy Spirit is about to take you places you've never been before. You know that. If you're paying attention, if you're expecting something, you know you're not the same. In the last 30 minutes, there are some things that you can do now that you say, oh, where my faith at? Am I operating, why, my brother and sister, why? Am I operating in present tense faith?
Right. Now.
See? Man. Listen, see, so you got to keep the faith mixer turned on. Didn't profit them because they didn't mix it with faith. In other words, now these people had faith, but it wasn't present tense faith. So the word was preached, a fresh word's come, but they're still operating in stale faith. That's what he said, it don't profit. All right, let me give you another one. We read Romans 1:16-17, right? Romans 1:16-17, and we're heading there from faith to faith, and the just shall live by faith. In Romans 1:16-17, we'll make a statement. Keeping faith alive. You're not just saved by faith, which is the greatest miracle of faith, but also living by faith on a daily basis, releasing miracle power. Here's another aspect I want to give you. All stagnation in your faith must stop. All stagnation in your faith must step into the flows of resurrection power now. Turn to my favorite scripture. Galatians 2:20. Mm-hmm. This is what it says. All stagnation in your faith must step into the flow of resurrection power now. And you have it. Have a step in the flow of resurrection power, faith, every day. This scripture be speaking. Here he says, to operate in this kind of faith, you have to live a crucified life. You have to crucify the normal pathway, the normal pattern. You have to move beyond psychology, move beyond science, move beyond academic, move beyond happy all the time. Sometimes it don't seem like you're going to be happy. You got to fight the good fight of faith.
That's right.
See, these people just skip them around all the time and say, everything fine. Hallelujah. I'm crucified with Christ. Now watch what this verse bring to pass. I am crucified with Christ. Then he says, nevertheless, I live. We're talking about faith now. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh. The life that which I now live in the flesh. I live in the flesh, but I'm not living by the flesh.
That's right.
I live in the flesh. I'm still in the flesh, but I'm not living by the flesh. You see, because there is infirmities and infinity in me at the same time. I'm weak and unlimited. Faith take me into my unlimited aspect of my being. I have a weak side. I have an infirm side. But there's a side that faith, when I'm operating in faith, it, even though I'm in the flesh, but faith take me into my resurrected side. Y'all ain't hearing me. Powerful, man. Faith take me, faith. Now, I'm one man, but I got two powers. A weak power and a strong power. And my faith take me out of the weakness.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Papa, talk about having strong faith.
Yes, yes, yes.
It make me strong. It make me powerful. It make me unstoppable. It make my life livable. Let me try to read this thing, man. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Holy Spirit, hallelujah, help us. Glory to God. Praise your name. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith. I live by the faith. I live by the faith of the Son of God. Now you're going to another level there. Who loved me and gave, that's resurrected faith.
Yes.
That's 2 Corinthians 4:13 faith. We have the same spirit of faith. See, in 2 Corinthians 4. Then go to the next verse because I want you to read. That verse covered it. I do not frustrate the grace of God with my laziness. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead and in vain. Righteousness didn't come by the law. My redemptive package, my redemptive blessing does not come by the law. They come by my faith. Are you following me? So all stagnation, what stagnation mean? Well, your faith don't look like it's working. You remove it today. Multitudes of miracles are waiting for your faith to release them. You heard that? Multitudes of miracles. Turn to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Multitudes of miracles are waiting for your faith to release them. Your living faith. Your daily faith. Some of the things I've taught you already this morning. Look at Hebrews 2 with me. Verse 1. Therefore we ought to give the most honest heed to the things which we have heard. Hallelujah. Faith come by hearing. That's in that time we should let them slip. See that? See, when you're trying to live on saving faith, you save already. You've got to live on living faith. Keep faith alive. Every day, in every situation, operate in a present moment faith. Faith is now. Are you following me? Don't look at me with that tone of voice. You follow me? Because it's really, God is, for if the words spoken by the angels were steadfast, and every transgression of disobedience, verse 2, receive a just recompense and reward. How shall we escape? Look what it says. If we neglect so great a salvation. Now, the salvation that we have is a salvation that brings us into the family of God and is a salvation that gives us means whereby to live, and that means is by faith. So when you not living day by day by faith, you're neglecting salvation. You're neglecting the supernatural. You're neglecting your miracle. You're neglecting that you are not a normal person. You can call things that be not as though they were. You can speak the mountain, the thing that mount up in your life or mount up in somebody's life that you minister to, and those mountains has to move. You can pray with no doubt. Mark 11:24. You can pray with no doubt. You can pray and knowing, don't care how hard the case is, you can pray with no doubt that it's going to come to pass because you prayed. So he says here, he says, how shall we escape? Verse 3, we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by them that heard him. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm confirming some things to you. As the minister, he called me and sent me. Now, watch the next verse. Now, when I was studying, this verse can't happen without another verse. I want you to put your finger there, and I'm going to close in a few minutes. Put your finger there. Go to 1 Thessalonians 1:5. I want to put these two verses together, if we can shout. 1 Thessalonians 1:5. Then we're going to put Hebrews 2:4 with it. See, the reason some people can't operate in their faith as they should, they're not getting a live word. The minister is poetic. He just poems and stuff, and he's just real elegant. He ain't got no power. You know, I'm not trying to put nobody down. I'm not trying to be ugly, but I'm just trying to tell you, you can't, your salvation cannot be stirred properly if you're not taught properly. Why would the Apostle Paul say this? And why would Leroy say, I'm putting my name in this verse? For our gospel came unto you in word only. What? But in power. So there must be some gospel coming just in word. You know, matter of fact, almost the whole body of Christ just coming in word. We ain't got many miracles going on. And what God told me, this had to be taught in America because if you go in a foreign country, you got to have this.
Yeah.
America is so neutralized and so modernized, you don't have to have this. They accept you anyway. Reverend so-and-so, you know, and they got stars and crowns on you, you know. For our gospel came not unto you in word only. Now watch what it said came in. But also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. Now look what it said at the end of this verse. Look what it said at the end of this verse. Look what it said at the end of this verse. As you know, what manner of men we were among you for your sake. A lot of times people take this for granted. A lot of times people take this ministry for granted. You stupid. The Lord got me for your sake, not my sake, your sake.
That's right.
And I pray and study and the power of the Holy Ghost on my life to bless your life. Don't just sit there and act like you got just a preacher.
Come on.
Now lock this verse. Go back to Hebrews. Lock this verse with what can happen if the gospel, God also bearing them witness in verse 4 of Hebrews 2. Both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. It's God's will. It's God's will for us to see it happening every day.
That's right.
But if the gospel is not brought with the resurrection power behind it, or just a degree behind it. Huh?
Yeah.
No, I'm not putting nobody down, but I'm putting somebody up. Jesus.
That's right.
And the Holy Ghost. It's time for us to see more. It's time for more action. It's time for more manifestation. Matter of fact, I'm expecting somebody to call, y'all text, whatever y'all do, all that stuff y'all do. Miracles. I demand miracles to come forth right now. Blind eyes, deaf ears, dumb tongue, can't talk. People can't walk. You in a wheelchair? Get out.
God dog it. Get up in the name of Jesus. I command you, get up. Walk and call this minister and tell me you got up. Tell me how long you've been in that wheelchair. Deaf ears, be open. Now, hearing come. I call them on the base of this gospel, on the base of the resurrected faith that is in us. I trust the Holy Ghost. I call for miracles. I call for verse 4. God bearing them witness. We need some witness, both with signs and wonders. I call for signs. I call for wonders with divers miracles. I call the gospel of Jesus Christ, what I preach to you today, I'm calling for miracles in your life. And gifts of the Holy Ghost. Gifts of the Holy Ghost. Gifts of the Holy Ghost. I'm just going to stop, children. Gifts of the Holy Ghost. Ooh. Hallelujah. Gifts of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Signs, wonders. I'm talking about wherever, whatever state you're in, members, y'all get the miracles out of that room. Grab them. Get your miracle. Get your sign. Stop believing the same way. I've taught you. You got living faith. Today is a brand new day in your life. Hallelujah. 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 The gospel has been preaching you, not in word only, but in power, in the Holy Ghost, and much assurance, so you'll know what manner of man that I am that God sent to you this morning all over the line, over the network, wherever you are, is not normal. Something got to happen in your life.